I'm actually inspector with the Bereavement Authority of Ontario, also known as the BAO. We're the regulatory agency for the Funeral Burial Information Services Act. I was asked to just be here to observe, and if I had any comments, to make any comments or suggestions. Obviously, I've heard everyone's input and information. I've heard the presentation from Kayla Johannesson and the Dryden Community Funeral Home. We're obviously the licensing agency and the regulatory agency of all cemeteries, funeral homes, the morgues, transfer services, crematoriums, etc. It's a highly regulated industry, and we take it very seriously. Obviously, if there's any problems or concerns with anything within our purview, we respond immediately and we take action. We also do some market studies and we study the industry. It's now about 90% cremation in some parts of Ontario. Obviously, there's some holdouts like the certain parts of Toronto area. There are more towards full-size funerals, but everybody else is going 80, 90% cremation. There is definitely a need for a crematorium in the north. The points made about travel, cost, expenses, that's consumer expense. We are obviously out there trying to protect the consumer. That's our number one goal. So we would support a crematorium to be built in the north to provide those services because, quite frankly, going to the United States or going to Alberta really isn't something that we thought was viable. We're surprised that a crematorium hasn't shown up sooner. So other than that, I won't go over the same points everybody just went over because the presentations were pretty complete. With that said, we do comply under our act. We're jointly in operation, joint forces with Ministry of the Environment, Conservation and Parks, with the Ministry of Labor, with the with various DAAs, which oversee operations. And pretty much it's been determined that the health effects on our communities is minimal to none for a modern retort. Obviously, older retorts are different. We are talking about a 2020 or 2021 retort, not a 1950s model. So with that said, I think a lot of what's being said here is more feeling than fact. But we don't get involved in politics. So with that said, if an application came through and approval from the municipality, we would approve it.